Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Minnie Minoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. One out. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Shantz, and towards Hitchcock, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Astroth moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Astroth scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. Two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The slide. Massey applies the tag. Vallow is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 0 in the game. Shantz bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Astroth moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Karis Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Mealy moves to second. One out. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy moves to third. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mealy scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-0 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Vallow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Skeeter Cal. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Massey for a passed ball. Vallow moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is walked intentionally. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 4 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing second base. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mealy strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.